Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Avodah Zarah, Ayin Beis, Avodah Zarah 72a, pagination is 143. We're starting from the Mishnah, which is around midway of the larger lines, in the middle of a line. Natal es hamashpech, if a person took a funnel, umadad lesoch tzelochiso shal ovid kochavim, and he takes kosher wine and pours into the container of the idol worshipper, v'chazar umadad lesoch tzlochiso shel Yisrael, and then he pours, using the same funnel, into the container of the Jew, im yesh bo ikvas yayin, if there is any wine left over in the funnel, meaning it holds wine, depending on its shape exactly, asur, then the Jew's wine will be forbidden because it has residual of the wine that was poured into the idol worshipper's container. Now, to jump ahead of ourselves, we need to understand just because you poured using this funnel into the idol worshipper's container, why is that going to make the residual wine in your funnel prohibited such that when you pour to the Jew's container, that residual wine is getting mixed in and is forbidding the wine? How did the wine that's in the funnel get prohibited? And basically, there are going to be two approaches. One approach is called nitzok chibur, the fact that things are being poured connects them, and that's going to cause this connection from the idol worshipper's container, which has some wine in it, to the wine that's in the funnel. And that's, again, nitzok chibur. The connector during the pouring is sufficient to cause transfer and make it non-kosher. And the other approach, which we will see as we turn to Amud Beis, a concept that we encountered already once before on Nunvav Amud Beis, I believe, was that he actually brought the funnel so close to the container of the idol worshipper that it actually touched. It got into his container. It actually touched the wine of his container, and therefore the wine of his container is prohibited, so the wine that's in the funnel becomes prohibited, but it actually touched. It wasn't just that it was pouring. It was actually so close, it got immersed into that wine. That's jumping ahead of ourselves. Let's get back to the text. Notales ha-mashpech. He took the funnel. A mashpech is a utensil that enables you to pour. It takes it from being wide to being small so that it can go into these smaller containers. And again, the rule is, if you did first the idol worshippers and then you did the Jews could become non-kosher as a result if there's ikvas yayin, if a number of things are met, but it is possible for what you did before to impact what you're doing later. Let's look at the Gemara, one line further. Tanan hasam, we learned over there. Hanitzok, when you pour, v'akatafres, and when something moves on a slant, so it's connecting, but it's on a slope. U'mashke tofach, and liquid that's moist, but not moist enough to be tofach al manas lahatfiach, that if you touched it, it's so moist that you get your hands wet, and if you touch something else, you would make that wet. It's just moist. It has some moisture. Eino chibur, that, this opinion says, is not considered a connection, lo letoma velo letaira, not for Tumah purposes and not for Taira purposes. Tumah is impurity, Taira is purity. We want to know if these two things are connected, are considered halachically connected, if they are being connected in this way of pouring or the slanty, the slope method, or the mashke tofach, it's moist but not really wet. So let's explain the not really wet case. If you have a liquid on one part of this cloth and liquid on the other part of the cloth, and a person who is impure touches one side, we want to know, is it transferring to the other side? The conduit over here, imagine, you know, like conducting electricity. Will it conduct? Is it liquid? Is it transferring? So it is liquid, but it's not really liquid. It's only moist. It doesn't have much presence. How moist does it have to be? How present in the liquid state does it have to be to do this transfer? And we're being told that these examples do not do transfer in the case of impurity. If someone is touching on one side, it will not impact the other side. And for Torah, if you have a mikveh that doesn't have enough water in it, and I connect it to another body of water using these types of methods, are these considered connectors? Ho'ashboren, but if you have a pit of water that's stable, chibur l'tumah v'l'tayra, that's going to be a valid connector. It's a presence of water, it's stable, it's in its place, flat, stable, it's going to connect. Amar Rav Huna, Rav Huna said, nitzok, the case of pouring, where it's going straight down, Rashi says, like a downspout by a roof, v'katafros, or the angle slope, u'mashke tofach, or it's merely moist, chibur le'inyan yayin nesach, it is a connector regarding yayin nesach, which is our topic of wine that's related to this prohibition of poured wine of libation. Let's take a quick glance at Shulchan Aruch Siman Kuf Chaf Vav in Yoredeya Sif Hei. Hamayre Lai Yayin Lesoch Kli Shel Ovid Kochav. A person pours wine into the vessel of an idol worshipper. Shelo Hudach. It was not washed out. Ve'im Bo Mashke Tofach. But it doesn't have liquid in there to the point that it makes things wet. Es She'ira Bo Asur Bishusiyah. What was poured into the vessel lands in the vessel. That's going to be prohibited in drinking because it's in the vessel of the idol worshipper. And that has its laws of its own. Ve'she'ira mimenu, but what you poured from, what was above, what you're pouring from into this thing, mutter afilu b'shesia, whatever's left over there is going to be permitted even in drinking. Says the Ramah, v'im yeshbo kidei lahatfiach, but if in the container of the idol worshipper there was enough liquid that it could make something wet, asur benitzok, it will be forbidden in this pouring case, because as Rav Huna told us, nitzok chibur le'inyan yayin nesach, the pouring is a connector regarding the laws of Yayin Nesach. Let's skip to one line up from the bottom. Tanan we learned, quoting our Mishnah. Not alas hamashpech, you took the funnel, umadad l'soch tzlochisha shalovikachavim, and you used it to pour into the vessel of the idol worshipper, v'chazor umadad l'soch tzlochisha shal Yisrael, and now you poured into the container of the Jew. Im yeshbo ikvas yayin, if it has any way that it's holding some of the wine that was involved in this connector of the pouring, then aser, then the wine of the Jew will be forbidden. Ha ikves yayin v'mayka mitzera, exactly in what way did this residual wine become prohibited? Lav benitzok, probably it's simply because it's connected. Shema mino nitzok chibur, that would be a proof to Rav Huna that connecting is going, pouring is considered a connector. Tani Rav Chiya. Rav Chiya said, Shapichsaso tzulochiso. On the contrary, it's not a proof, because the case would be that you brought the funnel so close that it actually got immersed in that wine, and it was a very conventional connector. That's how Rashi explains it on Nun Vav Amid Beis. Avalo pichsaso tzilochiso, but if you didn't connect it, immerse it, my, what would the halacha be? Lo, it would not become prohibited. If you're going to learn the Mishnah that way, then I guess we have a proof that nitzok was not enough to prohibit. It's only because it's connected. Lo, don't say that. Pichsaso tzilochiso tifshalach da osur. We're only saying that if it connected truly, we know it's prohibited. Nitzok tiboi. But if it only poured, that remains a question. And as I mentioned, we paskin like Rav Huna, that's how it's codified in Shulchan Aruch. And the Ramah tells us nitzok would make it forbidden. One of many curveballs to be aware of as we hopefully advance in our learning of the topic is that on Stam Yenom, the cases that we have today where the person is not an idol worshiper, it's just ordinary non-kosher wine, so then there is a concept of Bittul Besamach that in 60 it could be nullified, and if the amount you're dealing with is very small, it could very well be that it would not become usur, it wouldn't be prohibited because of the concept of Bittul nullification. Yashikoach, thank you for joining.